Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. It is August the 29th, year of our Lord 2022, and you're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. Is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores had its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues and jazz and rock and roll. And all the music that we have today, all of it has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. If you are a gospel music or traditional gospel music lover, we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. On the Facebook page, you'll find the link for the program each week. All of our programs are archived. That means that you can go and listen to the programs long after they have been recorded. Also on the Facebook page, you'll find articles about various gospel artists, and you'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold as well. So we invite you to go to our Facebook page, drop us a line in the comment section, let us know how you enjoy Gospel Gold and what you would like to hear on Gospel Gold. We appreciate all of you who listened to us and have been a part of the Gospel Gold community all this year. And we're asking and we're praying that you will continue to do so. It is our custom that every Monday night before we program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be played tonight, something be said tonight, that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. Well, our program tonight is another installment of Great Women in Gospel, Great Women in Gospel. I'm going to come back and we're going to introduce our program for the night. But first, here's this. we have featured many of the great women of gospel, everyone from Roberta Thorpe, Sister Roberta Thorpe, to Mahalia Jackson, to Roberta Martin, Albertina Walker, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Dorothy Norwood. We featured the angelic gospel singers. We have featured many, many great women of gospel, and we can't say too much about the great contributions that they have made to the gospel recording industry. And so tonight, we continue in that vein, talking about great, great gospel women, women of gospel who have contributed so much, groups that we have featured or we have played over the years. But I've never done the background history of the group, and I wanted to do that, and that's the Truthettes. Blessing audiences for over 40 years, the Truthettes of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, are best known for their 1980s gospel hit, Peanut Butter and Jelly. A member of a traveling group called the Gospel Truths, Velma B., Miss B. Morgan of Holdenville, Oklahoma, organized the Truthettes in 1975, along with her daughters Tiffany, Tutu, and Tamara, also Gayla Butler and Becky Perry, the offspring of other Gospel Truth members. The Truthettes dazzled audience with a mature sound that was beyond their youthfulness. Their first single was self-produced, but it did well enough to earn them an appearance on programs around the southwestern United States. The late Willie Neil Johnson was so impressed with the young ladies that he took tour with him and introduced them to Frank Williams of Malaco Records. Since the Truthettes were young and new to recording, Williams brought the group into the studio a week early so they could become comfortable with their experience. Their 1980 debut album on Malaco, God's Prayer, offered the popular God Stood By My Side. The follow-up, He's Still Working On Me, in 1982, yielded an up-tempo Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus. The Truthettes scored their biggest hit in 1983, Malaco LP, Take It to the Lord in Prayer, which remained at Billboard's top spiritual album chart for 81 weeks and featured the story, the historic song Peanut Butter and Jelly. Other Malaco albums that charted were Making a Way, 1985, God Will Make Things All Right, 1986, Every Step of the Way, 1987. The group also recorded Flowing for Malaco in 1989. The Truthettes have traveled extensively throughout the United States and the world, including a performance at the Heineken Jazz Festival in Rotterdam, Bobby Jones Gospel, many times, and has received awards and presentations, including being named Gospel Legends of 1999, Gospel Music Workshop of America. The Gospel Music Workshop Quartet Division honored the Truthettes with its own Living Legend Award in 2012. Although they have grown up now and many of them have got married, Truthettes continue to perform. Tutu and Tamara Moore, along with Velma Morgan, Tommy, A.G., Amy Sims, are the current members of the group. Tutu and Tammy's young brothers, Jason and Jovan Morgan, play the keyboards and the drums, respectively. I wanted to bring this great group to the forefront. They have been recording for many years. I wanted to, like I said, we have played their songs on Gospel Go, but we really never got into their background. Here they are with their 1986 hit, God Will Make Things All Right. So glad to be alive and making a way. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You
a good feeling to wake up in the morning and see the sun shining so bright. And I look up to heaven and I thank the Lord just for letting me make it through another night. And I say it's so good to be here. Yes, it is.
We're talking about the great women of gospel. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio.
In these last days, there's a man on a need to know. You don't have to answer to him, for the Bible tell me so. Women raise him run, and it's all said and done. On that day, you gotta meet that man, but I pray you know.
I know him, oh yeah, oh yes, I know him, know him.
If you would like to get in touch with us here at Gospel Gold, you can do so through email. Our email address is gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use for the Gospel Gold program. You can contact us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. Gospel Gold is brought to you by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. The Cash App is Gospel Gold 22. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. We're talking about the great women of gospel. This is probably the eighth that we have done on great women of gospel. As I said earlier, we have covered everyone from Sister Roberta Thorpe to Mahalia Jackson to Roberta Martin to all of the women of the Caravans and various other great women of gospel. And tonight we are continuing that. This is probably, I have not counted them, I think this is probably the eighth episode that we have done on the great women of gospel. And one group that I have played several times on Gospel Go, but again, I did not get into their history, is the McDonald Sisters. The McDonald Sisters are an anointed musical family group consisting of four sisters, Valerie, Pamela, Evelyn, Deborah, and their mother, Priscilla. They are natives of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Valerie, Pamela, and Evelyn are licensed and ordained ministers preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Through evangelism and proclamation of the spiritual songs, the McDonald Sisters are members of Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Fayetteville, North Carolina, under the pastoral leadership of their father, Dr. Samuel McDonald, Jr. The sisters' singing career began about 40 years ago when they were a small girl singing and dressing like Diana Ross and the Supremes. Their singing reveals unity and cohesiveness that brings about a feeling of spiritual inspiration. Brother Ken Womack, a well-known businessman, noticed the ladies. He noticed their talent and their ability, and he asked them to let him manage them. It was then, after playing and praying for the success of the group, that Dr. Samuel McDonald decided to give them a chance. The sisters never looked back. They recorded their first project in 1979, and their songs started to receive airplay. They began to travel locally and from state to state. As the demand grew to hear these beautiful ladies and their melodic voices, so did the travel. They began to travel extensively. The McDonald Sisters would go on to record other projects and witness themselves as the first female gospel artist to sell out the Cumberland County Auditorium in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where the anniversary was celebrated for many years. Throughout the 80s and the 90s, the sisters would continue to record and make a heavy presence in the gospel recording industry. The sisters have shared the stage with many artists, such as Walter Hawkins, Dr. Bobby Jones, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Shirley Caesar, Ron Winans, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Timothy Wright, Al Green, Ben Tankard, and many others. In 1984, the sisters were one of several guests for Reverend Jesse Jackson's presidential campaign held in Savannah, Georgia. They have received many certificates, awards, and keys to the city of the state of North Carolina, Maryland, and Alabama. The sisters have performed and celebrated the civil rights movement in Selma, Alabama. The McDonald Sisters were awarded a proclamation signing a Lifetime Achievement Award proclaimed by Mayor Marshall Pitts for the city of Fayetteville for outstanding as female vocalists in the spring of 2005. In the years of 1993 to 1994, the McDonald Sisters traveled extensively, conducting a European tour in several countries, such as France, Germany, Portugal, Switzerland, Belgium, Spain, and Lisbon. They performed and sold out concerts in 39 cities during that tour. The sisters have performed in Berlin, Switzerland, at the Jazz Festival. Other stages they have performed in New Orleans Jazz Festival, Gospel Superfest in Jacksonville, Florida. The McDonald Sisters founded their own label, Ra-Ola Music Incorporated, which was founded in 2005, and their very own publishing company. which stood for Valerie, Deborah, Evelyn. These women are amazing in the gospel field. They have been around for a while, and I wanted to bring them to the forefront tonight. You may have heard the name, maybe you've never heard or associated the music with them, but tonight we're going to feature the McDonald Sisters. Prayer Changes Things, our theme song for tonight, Give It Up, and He Is a Shelter. The McDonald Sisters of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. When you call on the name of Jesus, I know that
We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, find the link for the program each week. All of our programs are archived. You can always go back at any time to hear whatever program that you would like to hear. Also on the Facebook page, you'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find the link for the program each week there on the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Tell somebody about Gospel Gold. I want to take some time to thank a couple of people who have been great supporters of Gospel Gold. I want to thank my daughter, Sister Sherry Harris, for being such a great supporter. Sister Joanne Parker. I want to thank Mr. Tommy Williams from Goldsboro, North Carolina as well, who are great supporters of Gospel Gold. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. Our Cash App is Gospel Gold 22. Here is The Truthettes, Making the Way.
I had no one.
like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Go out and get some of this music that we play tonight. The Truthettes, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the McDonald Sisters of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And in between, you heard from the Alabama Girls. So go out and pick up some of the music from these great women of gospel. We've talked about women of gospel. We will continue to talk about the great women of gospel and the great contributions that they have given to the gospel recording industry. I think that many of us know some, but there are many that we have never heard or never had an opportunity to hear. So tune in to Gospel Gold again next Monday night. We have a new episode of Gospel Gold coming on. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10, only for 1 hour. We celebrate Black History for 1 hour every Monday right here on Gospel Gold. So we pray that you will have a great week and you will continue to give God the praise. Let him have all the praise. Let him know how wonderful, wonderful he is. God bless you. Going home tonight with a selection by the McDonald Sisters. Lord, I'm depending on you. This is one of my favorite songs by them. Lord, I'm depending on you, the McDonald Sisters.
Can I sing a little bit of my testimony here? Come on, put your hands together.